I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. All right, I want y'all to listen to this. And some Christians may get mad, but here's the truth. In the real world, religious beliefs do not trump the law. It does not or should not trump proven medical, psychological, or scientific research and fact. The Duggar family from TLC's 19 Kids and Counting are learning about that the hard way after they recently admitted that their eldest son, Josh, sexually abused his own younger sisters and other women, other girls who once belonged to their same religious movement. The family says Josh was a teenager at the time and that they didn't report it to authorities because they handled it the way that their religion specified, through spiritual principles. Well, Vicki Garrison is a former member of the so-called Quiverful movement. She told me on CNN that the family sees God as one of the one to deal with the problem. The father figure in the family is the second, and the church leaders or church body, they are the third entity to deal with problems, not the law, not authorities, not a psychologist. Garrison says that they see this as a heart problem that should be interpreted biblically rather than one that should be dealt with professionally or legally. Listen.
They're seeing angels and demons at work here. They're seeing spiritual forces of darkness. And so they believe that, Satan has brought this into their home, that they're under an attack and that this is a test from God. And so this is all the kind of stuff that's going on in their mind.
Well, that
we do look at stuff spiritually like that. Like
they do.
The enemy, Satan comes in and their spirits.
But that is a major disconnect from reality. She said that no. She refers to the Quiverful movement as being a very powerful head trip in which you can get this vision. And all of a sudden, it's like putting on this huge filter, she says. And everything that comes to you, every thought has to be filtered through and channeled through this idea. What God does want, what God does, what does God say? And what's the ideal that they can glean from the Bible that applies to this situation? That thinking and those actions may make them feel better, or that may assuage their own guilt, but it is indeed a disconnection from reality, and it is dangerous. It ultimately ignores the victim while setting the perpetrator free through some arbitrary and fanciful forgiveness. The Duggar father or mother or congregation don't need to forgive their son. The daughters who he has confessed to molesting are the ones who decide whether they want to forgive their brother or not. And most likely, at that age, they don't have the mental capacity or the strength to judge that for themselves. Right. They don't know what's really going on. After all, they are children. It is obviously okay to have faith in a higher power, whatever you want to call it. But it is not okay for that faith to dictate common sense. Many times that's a problem when people begin the defense of anything with God said. It often ignores those who need to be heard the most and who should have the ultimate say. And that is the victims. And that's what's happening in this particular case.
You don't agree with that, Sherry?
No, I absolutely. I think I'm agreeing with Don because, when you use that, then when something like this happens, you have victims who are girls. And I agree with Don. They don't have enough of the mental capacity because also they've been taught to forgive. So it ignores getting them psychological help. It ignores what are the consequences to the person, the perpetrator. I agree with Don. That's a hard one. I say, as a Christian, we look at things like, we believe in angels and demons and spiritual forces. But you also, where do you involve the law? I'm with Don.
All right. Good job, Don Lemon.
Thank you.
Making them think.